Gentlemen, we are back. This is our first podcast on the actual free platform in like a month, nigga. As usual, you know to follow us at Barbershop Scott, at Flows Andalini, at Pavy World. And I don't even know your new Twitter. Tell them what your new Twitter is.
At iVelvet Jones, because them niggas threw me out the paint because I wanted to post a video of Juvenile, and them niggas. I didn't expect that shit to go viral, but nigga, by noon time it was at 4 million. I was out the paint by 7 o'clock.
Nigga, Jermell Hill tweeted your shit. It was a rap, nigga.
Right.
It was a fucking.
I had
rap.
some New York senator retweet that shit. I said it's over.
A New York senator.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious, nigga. They didn't see the rest of your tweets. It was thank like we God. Gotta get this nigga out of here. So tell them your new at one last time.
At iVelvet Jones.
I was Velvet Jones.
Yeah.
And you know what to follow Big Pat Vito at Pavy World on Twitter and Instagram, pavverbs.com, stream songs about women. New video out right now for Soft Lips. Check that out. We got some more shit coming too, man. So what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Everybody doing good?
I got a quick question. When the fuck Possum make all these songs, bro?
Like, right, when the fuck he make all first these of all, songs? When I tweeted that today, I didn't give a fuck about a real answer. I had like four niggas respond. You got like 400. I'm like, I was just saying, I just asked
when
the question.
When did he do this, bro?
Yeah, when did he do all this?
The songs, bro.
Like, this nigga done had like four fucking albums.
When did he have? This nigga had about two mixtapes, a whole album, a deluxe album, and now another. When did he make all these songs, bro?
Bro.
Niggas now like her.
Like what?
That bitch been living off that one mixtape for about 8 years.
Like Pav said, she had three debut albums.
Jeez. She did.
Gee, they got Dula Lupa on a Pop Smoke song.
What?
Y'all know who that is, right? Dula Lupa?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Why is she on a Pop Smoke song, bro? She's like the person keeping pop music alive right now.
Oh, okay.
She's the only human being making actual pop music, in my personal opinion.
What about that Kali Uchi shit?
But don't she be singing in like Spanish and shit? Ain't she like not fully
damn, she can't she be all singing in Spanish, nigga. What?
I mean, she can. I'm just saying, like, ain't she not fully like a?
Yo, turn American your mic artist? Down a little bit so we don't have a problem we had last time.
I thought my mic was lower.
I heard a little.
Nigga, is it fine now?
Yeah, we're good to go now. Don't want to record for an hour and a half. You're like, all right. So what happened was my audio was fucked up.
Shut up.
But yeah, before we came on, man, we were talking about the Olympics and how the Rona is saving the team. You're saving my ass kicking.
Yeah.
Hold it up once again.
You said, Pav, like the team, like they realized the team wasn't built right because they figured Lillard is going to be the only point guard. Jesus. Nigga is not a point guard.
Point guard. It's a terribly because they have, first of all, they have no rim protection. Like, who was the centers? Is it Bam? Is Bam and who else?
Is Bam and who?
Kevin Love.
Raymond?
Nigga, no.
It's like Bam and Draymond. That's their centers.
No. They just canceled their game on Friday. Tomorrow.
Yeah, but they're doing like they're playing on Sunday, right?
Yeah, they playing Spain on Sunday. We also might, the only thing about Spain that might help us is no more Gasol brothers. If he's got to deal with like Ricky Rubio, I don't think.
But Ibaka's Spain.
Ibaka not playing.
Ibaka
nigga.
Back dead, bro.
Yeah, Ibaka can't play.
Ibaka, nigga, Ibaka had back surgery. He finna opt in for the Clippers and not play next year.
You want the Clippers gonna have two hurt?
By the way, the Clippers are fucked if Kawhi doesn't decide to assign the trade. They are fucked. By the way,
they finna be fucked.
What do you think about the rumor of him going to the Warriors?
Yo, this video, this nigga Richard Sherman trying to break into that house.
Okay, bruh. we'll get into that.
No, dog, that it's video is kind of wild. What did he tell his father-in-law? What was
come
it?
See me or come some see shit. Me.
That nigga tried to budge through the door.
Somebody said this nigga worked harder breaking the door than he ever did trying to shed a block.
Wasn't that nigga off a bottle of Hennessy and
that
a
nigga said
of vodka?
He drunk a bottle of Hennessy and a bottle of vodka. Like,
nigga, how did you do that, bro?
That nigga would have drank a gallon of
he
his own blood because I'd have shot him.
He should have been asleep on the driveway after that.
Nigga, like, how you do that?
Nigga would have been freaking at a live Pop Smoke concert, nigga.
That nigga on the first of all, the dispatcher on the 911 call was terrible.
Her wow, disrespectful.
She need to get disrespectful.
Wow, don't talk like, to me like that, man. I'm like, nigga, ain't you a crisis manager? What are you doing?
Right. She's like, Richard said he's gonna kill himself.
She's like, you need to calm down. Like, this nigga about to kill me. No, you need to talk. You need to stop. Listen to what I'm saying. Like, hold up. Like, don't do me like that.
We got to figure out the source of his problem. Is it because it's almost training camp? He still ain't got son. And like, we
CTE, down to nigga.
It's the world.
CTE is a click that I claim.
I think the funniest part about the video is the end. The nigga tries to get into the door legitimately.
Like, I was going to tweet.
He like tries to use a key. He's like, all right, let me see. Then he just start going crazy again. Nah, I'm like,
he tried to bang in the door, and then what'd he say? That shit was cute. That shit was cute. And then after he thought about it, he said, let me try these keys. The keys didn't work. That nigga started banging on the door again.
If I'm in there with my daughter and he going crazy like that, nigga. Okay, it's not son-in-law. I ain't gonna kill him, but we gonna fold that nigga. We gonna fold you. And what you mean?
You got the whole family in the house.
You know what I'm saying? The whole family's in. If it ain't enough men, I'm just gonna call the guys and we gonna stomp you out. You know what I'm saying? We gonna make sure, nigga, that's your last free agency.
You gonna stomp? What city did that happen in?
Santa Clarita, right? Some shit like
no, that. No, they said it was in Washington.
Oh shit.
So this nigga, imagine the police showing up, get this drunk ass nigga Richard Sherman.
And his wife was telling the cop, or his wife was telling the dispatcher, like,
don't shoot the nigga.
Like, don't shoot this nigga. Like,
you see how he was acting, nigga? Shoot him.
And she was like, mind your business. We'll figure it out.
Richard didn't hurt anybody.
We'll decide which nigga we shoot.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
That's why I said that's how you know football's coming. When football players start getting arrested for domestic violence and shit, yeah, nigga, time for the shield. It's time for the shield, nigga.
I can hear Al Michaels in my head,
and we are here for week one at SoFi Stadium.
Said it's time for the shield.
Football legit has the worst niggas on earth, and I have no clue why.
What? Yes, you do know why, bro. You have to be a different nigga to play football, G.
Hold on, bro. We're not going to know. That's not necessarily.
No. Niggas get smoked in their head since they was 10.
10, nigga.
And then wonder why their heads is fucked up.
First of all,
concussions since they was in the sixth grade.
First of all, you ask niggas why they love football, and niggas would dead ass say because I get to hit somebody, and you think these people are normal.
Yeah, nigga, it's fun, nigga.
That's not okay.
And you got NFL players that's like, please give me concussion, don't hit my knees. Like, I'd rather have my brain get fucked up than y'all take out my knees.
I mean,
when I was younger, I used to, like, when I was playing in high school, I used to think, nah, nigga, don't take me out of the knees, nigga, hit me up top. Now, no. I'd rather be Lieutenant Dan and have freaking mac and cheese brain, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Give me the new titanium drain. I'll be on the Paralympics, nigga. I'm not finna be,
Right. Have them spring for legs run a 9-10-40.
Right? Oh, hold on. Them niggas in them springs be fast. Hold on, what you mean? Right. They need a little running start though, but once them bitches hit the ground, them girls be gone.
Once the sprint get greased up, niggas run at 8.5 for 100.
You just need a little WD-40 and you gone.
Oh shit!
I think underrated part about that video is after he tried to burst, knock the door down the second time, this nigga just walk away.
He thought about it.
He's drunk.
He just walked away.
The funniest part is he stumbled away. Did you peep? There was a little stumble. He stumbled away.
Did he have flip flops on?
He's drunk enough that
he has slides on. It's some Adidas sweatpants.
He was drunk enough that if you landed like a solid punch, the nigga would have failed. Even if you missed, that liquor would have took the nigga backwards. He would have tried to duck, and that nigga would have been flying. He would have been flying, bro. There's no reason that the nigga should have been folded. The whole family should have jumped him.
So that's good. So, like, yeah, if that's your son-in-law knocking on the door, like...
We're gonna kill him, obviously, because, you know...
We just got to detain this nigga, whoop his ass a little bit.
We just got to... Exactly, you know what I'm saying? We just got a nigga, you know...
Put him in a headlock. Where you going?
Chill out, nigga. Chill out.
Where you going?
You know what I'm saying? Just get a nigga in the guillotine. Like, all right, bro, relax. Relax.
I ain't gonna do nothing to you.
You would have fell asleep.
To be fair, that nigga probably pays for that house, so that's always like a different. That's like a different thing in there.
Dynamic.
The nigga probably pays for that house.
He probably did. But
that don't mean you can knock down my motherfucking door, nigga.
But you know, it's like that's your daughter, and that the man that you gonna come out. I'm like, bro, chill out. I'm like, I'm gonna say, Richard, what you doing, bro? Just chill out for a sec. I'm still a big nigga, so it's not like I'm powerless. On top of that, nigga, I can fight. I would have just had to fold him.
We gotta see what his father-in-law look like.
You know what I'm saying?
Might be fucking 5'3".
Exactly, but nigga, the
he
pull out the tool.
So Gary,
he's 6'5", nigga.
He gonna pull out that tool, and that nigga gonna be 6'9", bro. What
that
you
nigga
mean?
Nigga, that heat 6'5".
That 357 make him 6'10".
I'm gonna turn you to Yao Ming.
You know what I'm saying? I would have just took. Matt, you take an unloaded 357 because you know it's unloaded. You just start pistol whipping a nigga. He'll be all right. He'll get in line. I'm like, yeah, nigga. Yeah. Just relax there. Sit there for a second. The authorities are on the way.
Right.
I hope Richard Sherman is. The funny thing, I don't even know exactly much about
it. They said his head's fucked up. They said his head been fucked up for like months. They said players have been trying to talk to him and try to get his shit together for like the past few months.
Oh, damn.
So, he need to go to the person freaking Jim McMahon saw and get that CTE.
What Jim McMahon gonna do?
I said he needs to go to the person, Jim McMahon.
No, Jim McMahon is much better now, though.
Jim McMahon was going through really bad CTE.
What did Devin say that he's finna eat a rug?
Said that nigga was vacuuming the carpet.
No, he said he was a lawnmower. He's a
lawnmower in the carpet.
I went, oh my God.
He was lawnmower in the carpet.
They said Jim McMahon was lawnmower in the carpet.
So bad.
See, I had to log off for a minute when they said that.
Yeah. Because I'm like, man, dog, like,
yeah, you don't want to blame CTE, but hey, man,
it's CTE.
Nah, that was CTE, nigga.
Niggas' brains be that, you know, that's just crazy.
CTE, think about it. Nigga.
You know, I always think about how, like, why an American's good in soccer, and it's because niggas in soccer and in Europe and all that shit, they get groomed from kids, so they're playing it at freaking 6-year-olds. That's what they do with football in America. Niggas be playing football from little kids, like, you shouldn't be hitting nobody at Pop Warner level, that should not happen. And like the heads parents be like, ooh, look at them. I'm like, no, bro, this is a problem.
Hey, you know, but what's funny is like niggas be getting smoked and that shit would go viral. Look at my 7-year-old son get a concussion.
Nah,
boom.
G, the funniest one is one on YouTube where they was doing like a goddamn Oklahoma drill.
When that little nigga got leveled.
It's like a 7 to 8 year old.
He's like, the fuck?
Dude, I'm trying that video. G, hold on, wait.
And then they're like, oh, hold on. And we're like, one of the coaches, like, that's how you tackle. That's how you tackle.
Yeah, it's like, nigga, that's how you die.
Now, what was that shit? What was that that little segment they used to do on NFL Countdown when niggas get knocked the fuck out?
Oh, jacked up.
Jacked up.
Like the one I'll never forget. Do you remember when DeSean Jackson went across the middle and got
fucked
by that nigga on the Falcons?
We think this was okay.
Yeah. And no, who did Reggie Bush get smoked by?
It was versus the Eagles.
In the Eagles game. Eagles. Some nigga on the Eagles.
That's a clean tackle, though. That was a clean tackle.
Which one?
One of the niggas on the Eagles, like that year that they went to, I think his rookie year or some shit.
That was a clean tackle, though.
The game before they played the Bears NFC Championship game. Somebody in the
Reggie Bush, Sheldon Brown?
Yeah, Sheldon Brown, that's who it was.
Yeah, that was a clean tackle, though.
Reggie Bush was on the sideline throwing up after that hit.
Yeah. Bro. That was a good hit, though.
That was just the nigga shoulder just went through that nigga's sternum, bro.
And they put him back in the game. Like, bro, you about to die.
I could imagine, like,
run me a screen.
The funny thing is, it's worse in high school. Well, it was worse in high school. Because the NFL, at least they did a little bit of trauma before all that. They did a little bit to make sure you're okay. High school, you all right? You a little smelling salt. It may not even have smelling salt. It may be dying. Get back out there.
Nigga, I remember they used to talk about you if you like got a concussion. Nigga, like that shit was funny.
Oh, you was a pussy if you got a concussion.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing niggas. I remember there's one nigga at our school named James. Nigga came to school concussed, bro. He wasn't there for like 2 days. Nigga just like white eyes. He came to school.
Nigga had a Stevie Wonder milk bowl eyes.
Got this shit smoked.
And nigga had them eyes like rogue, just white.
Gee, you know the Spot News account that tell you about shit that's happening in Chicago scandal?
Uh-huh.
So I just said, Spot News, 95th of Darren Ryan, a call of a brawl on the E-Way.
See, what niggas be
on? You know, on the E-Way?
Come on.
So that's nigga, like nigga. The freeway for y'all, right?
Yeah, niggas fighting on the Darren Ryan, nigga.
What? Niggas catching the fade on the 405?
Bruh, imagine niggas trying to fight on the 405, bruh. Except for the Dan Ryan moves 30 times faster.
You know what's crazy when I think about that? Remember the OJ chase, how niggas shut down the
I'm like, how was OJ moving that fast?
Niggas shut down the whole 405 to party, be like, OJ running down here. Niggas had signs and everything, like OJ about to drive by. Man.
Like, fucking racial tension was so thick that black people ignored everything this nigga might have done just so we can get a W.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he probably killed that bitch. So fucking
what? They owe us for Rodney King.
OJ has freaking white privilege, bro.
Nigga.
That's what it come down to, bro.
100%, bro. But, I'm excited for this NFL season, bro. I'm just ready. Even though this NBA Finals, I think is pretty... I won't say it's entertaining because me and Damon, we was walking around at BD party and they're not giving a fuck about that game.
Nobody, okay, because there was alcohol.
Nobody
there.
Cared.
Nigga, there's alcohol everywhere, nigga.
If it was getting played, and first of all, the shit didn't even come on the screen till.
First of all, past,
till the middle of the first quarter.
I'm still
dying
laughing
quarter.
About how when they was like, yo, the shit ain't working. One of y'all got y'all cable password. Me and Damon kept looking at our phone. Y'all niggas ain't getting my shit. Like, I looked at Scott. TV.
I looked at Scott. Said, "Nigga, I do work for DirecTV, but he's not fucking this account."
Right, nigga. I was like, "Then I'm gonna have to change my password when I get home, nigga." Like, we visited the bartender like twice in the first 10 minutes. I know I'm not gonna remember by the time I go home.
Right.
But even though it's like it's competitive, that's why I say it's a competitive final. But I'm just ready for this season to be over, bro. Probably because basketball ain't usually this long.
And you know what? You're also ready for free agent for your Bulls.
That too. Well, I just want to see. I just want to see the offseason in general, which way we gonna go. But I'm ready for football, bro.
Dennis Schroeder.
I'm ready for football, brother.
Bro. I'm ready for football. I'm ready for that shield.
Dennis Schroeder.
They better fucking not.
This is what you gonna get.
They better fucking not.
I am fully ready for football, bro. I'm ready to bet, nigga. That's what I'm ready to do, nigga.
But you have not been a good better so far.
It's basketball, bro. It's my first season back, bro.
You finna go in them treacherous NFL betting waters.
Bro, it's my first season back. You know what I'm saying? Watching the basketball. So you gotta give me a little bit of a break.
At all?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
What you bet?
It was like a plus 119,000 bet for $2. I would have won like $2,300. I bet that Chris Middleton to get 40, Devin Booker
would get 40.
Giannis would get over 10 rebounds. PJ Tucker wouldn't score.
He didn't score.
You know, I lost by one. One leg on my parlay. 10 leg parlay. The only thing that I asked was Mikal Richards Bridges gets more than 7.5 points.
What did he get? 6?
7.
Yeah, I'm about to say he didn't get that yesterday.
He had 7, bro. I missed the 10 leg.
Wait for him to go home. He gonna have 20 tomorrow.
Yeah, bet on it. Right, exactly.
And all the Phoenix Blue players is about to cook tomorrow.
They finna take off.
Are any of y'all changing y'all finals picks?
The Bucks are winning 4 straight games, nigga.
I'm starting to get on past
Bucks
side,
are
though,
winning
because,
4
look,
straight games.
This is my thing, bro.
Chris Paul getting that lemon booty.
I don't know what's going on with that nigga. I've never seen this nigga turn the ball over 15
times.
Yes, you have.
15 times in 3 games?
It's two things.
Yes, you
one,
have.
It's two things. One, they RDing his ass up. Nigga, they be fucking coming off switches and that be Giannis there. Like, I know this is not what you want to happen.
Drew
right now.
Can't score shit right now, but he's playing good defense on Chris.
They playing good, but also this nigga just gotta stop tweaking, bro. Like, I done seen some passes from him.
Bro, he done put out some of the dumbest passes I done seen.
I ever seen this man throw. It was one in game 3. This nigga going to pick and roll and threw a shovel pass over his head to no one. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing, bro? This is not Chris Paul activity.
I will say this. If the Bucks win game 5, this is over in 6.
Nigga, they're gonna win game 5 and game 6, they're gonna win by like 20 points.
But if that, nigga, I would love that. Cause that's really all I got right now is this whole Chris Paul.
Is it what?
This whole Chris Paul Felsie. And like, I've given up. Like, really, Giannis has shut me the fuck up this postseason. Like,
I have thoroughly found respect.
What's crazy for his game. Giannis will give you 35 and 14, 15 in your life. Damn, for real?
That nigga can't hoop.
It ain't been like that. Right? Said he can't
hoop. That nigga can't hoop, but you know what I'm saying?
He's just a big nigga.
He's just a big nigga, dog.
He ain't got
no bag.
Nah, it just don't look pretty. He has a bag. It just don't look pretty.
What's his bag, Pat?
What's his bag? Brandon Jacobs?
Nah, I mean,
it's like when I watch Brooke Lopez play. Or I'm like, man, the nigga was getting that point because the nigga is he literally lifts his arm up and he's on the basket. I'm like, the nigga Giannis is the same.
That's what Giannis is. Like,
he's just tall. Dude. He's taller, more athletic. He ain't got no bag, but he has insane athleticism to make a recovery block on. Aiden
on
just got
everybody.
Aiden, I'm not even sure that was a bad passing book. I probably even want to dunk it.
Can we say that, Joe? Like, Aiden barely got his fingers on that. If you look at their replay, Aiden barely got his.
And they're like, "Is this the greatest block you've ever seen?" I was at the gym.
Like, no. No,
yeah, they were thirsty comparing that to LeBron.
Bro. No, I was like, first of all, nigga, LeBron traveled the world to get there. That nigga traveled.
LeBron was like a safety.
It's like LeBron going from 95th in Halstead to freaking 35th in Kedzie, and the nigga got there in like a second. That was just on top of that. It changed the momentum. What game was that when that happened? That was game seven.
That was game seven, nigga.
So you can't compare that to LeBron's block at all. That felt like the momentum was gone. That was it. And
like,
that's the
like you said, Joe, like the nigga, Iguodala went up for the layup. Braun was at half court.
Bro.
Damn near.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Part of that.
And Giannis, what I think about Giannis is he saw the pass coming. So when he saw that Devin Booker was literally not even looking at the basket, his body already started to shift. He has great reaction time. And he's insanely athletic, but the nigga ain't got a bag, bro.
He's very athletic. His balance is great. He can handle, like, his bag is like handling the ball. He has great balance to be able to euro at his, like, the way he can euro. He has a decent little turnaround fade. I mean, they don't go in all the time, but it's decent. Like, it just, his game just ain't. But also, he's
because basketball, nigga, is the easiest sport to learn.
Pav, you know what it is? You know what it is, Pav? He has the body of a wing dude, but he's a free throw in dude. But everyone expects him to be like a wing dude, but that's not him.
Yeah, that's not him.
He's a paint dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's
in the paint dude, but his body is like a KD, a wing dude. So people expect that from him, but that's not his game.
Yeah.
And that's why people be getting mad, like, oh, why he ain't hit no mid range? Nigga can't hit him.
First of all, he's too strong. Probably he didn't even shoot that bitch. Like, look how strong he is.
It's like I used to watch Ben Wallace shoot. Ben Wallace's form looks fantastic. His shot, atrocious.
Right.
Too strong.
It's just too strong. He's just too strong for it. But like I said, basketball is the only game where you can be a star and have no bag within that game. There is no other sport on earth you can do that.
When you say that, I think Giannis is the only player that can get away with that.
No, nigga, LeBron didn't have no bag when he was younger.
Yeah,
either,
LeBron
nigga.
Ain't had no bag.
LeBron ain't really had no bag to like 2017 to keep it G with you.
No, okay, you're right. You're wild.
What the fuck you mean?
You
story
wild,
bag?
LeBron had a better jumper than Giannis ever had.
Yeah,
exactly. And on top of that, and height. Funny thing is, in high school, nigga took a lot more mid-range jumpers than I expected. So basically, we gotta think, how do we define bag? It's the my only thing in defining bag is you can do something besides athleticism.
I think you can
get to the court outside of sheer athleticism.
I think I define it by position though, because I think a lot of times, like Damon just said, you look at, you know, like, first of all, we from Chicago, so we grew up watching Michael Jordan, then niggas watch Kobe, then niggas watch
Big
AI,
bag.
Then niggas
Big
watch
Big Bag, bro.
But it's different positions though, like they guards, they shooting guards. Like,
well, I used to think that Kareem had no bag. First off, super wrong. The nigga bag was insane. And for I don't think anybody else could have a master the sky hook, nigga. The shot just went in. And when I was younger, young, like 9 years old, I watched him dunk it. But like, I hate this nigga play. Nigga had a super bag.
Giannis looks different though. G, like, he gets the ball, he euros in traffic with all crazy ass balance. Like, everybody, like, nigga just can't do that shit at like his
size.
He's
a supreme athlete. I'm intrigued because I thought when LeBron was younger, I was like, man, that nigga get his athleticism wanes. He ain't gonna be as good. Wrong. The nigga found a way. And the nigga, you found the nigga had a bag. Giannis, I'm genuinely curious. When the nigga is like 33, will he be? Will he be?
When he's 33, he gonna be a center.
Exactly.
Probably. But he'll even centers, but Shaq had a bag. Shaq was mean.
Shaq, okay.
Shaq ain't had no bag.
Shaq really. Bro, had no,
you talk about Shaq Magic? Shaq didn't have no bag.
What you about to say?
Shaq really
Shaq
had no bag.
Magic Shaq didn't have no bag.
Shaq had the same level bag as Giannis.
Right.
No, the only thing that was different is Shaq had a little bit of a hook shot. Just like Giannis got the little turnaround fade. Shaq had a hook.
Giannis turnaround fade is ass juice. The nigga.
Plus, you also
Giannis is literally, let me back you down until I get close enough to take my insane and take my insane wingspan.
But also, you look at Shaq's athleticism in 1992 was something niggas never seen their life.
Yeah.
Just like Giannis, you never seen no nigga like
that. Yeah, I've never seen a nigga like
that. Never seen no nigga like
that. Giannis is a center and a forward's body.
Yeah, I've never seen no nigga like this before. This nigga is a little bit different.
My thing is, well, Chris Paul has what? Is it two back-to-back games or one back-to-back games?
Nigga, all them games three. Low key. Outside
the he was good. Game one, he was good. That's it.
He shot 50% from the field. Oh,
that nigga had like five turnovers.
Yeah, like five or six turnovers.
Chris Paul five turnovers for all point guards. It's fine. Except
Chris
Paul.
Not for nobody, nigga.
You have five turnovers.
Who's the top point guard in the game right now?
Steph.
How many turnovers does that nigga average?
But well, Steph has turnovers. Steph turned over the ball. Yeah,
okay, the next great point guard
that don't turn the ball.
No, just period.
Dame.
Dame, how many turnovers does that nigga average?
Four.
Some of that shit is why Dame would never win, though.
But that's what I'm telling you is that it's just common for point guards to just have more turnovers than before.
But the thing with Chris Paul is every other series, he wasn't doing this shit.
Oh, sure enough, but. So yeah, Dame averages four.
He
turnovers
wasn't
a game.
Averaging like 4 or 5 turnovers a game until this series.
$100 million, nigga. You better take. You think at least with the other niggas, you like they gonna give me 30 points. So fuck it. Chris Paul usually not gonna give you 30 points. So take care of the ball, 12. Nigga. So take care of the fucking ball, nigga.
Nah, fuck those first two games. He had a good game.
He tried to throw a behind the head pass in the first quarter. Jay Crowder and Cam Johnson looked like, what the fuck is you doing?
Nigga, I look like that every time Jay Crowder shoot, nigga.
Jay Crowder, a Marine in the NBA.
Bro, Jay Crowder mystery sound like
he a Marine in the NBA. Right.
Jay Crowder's mystery sound like when Bush was bombing Iraq, bro. Like them bitches.
All right.
Boo!
All right.
Yeah, it sounded like them white boys shooting that 3-point contest yesterday.
Oh, nigga, all them niggas was huffing it.
So the first game, he had 2 turnovers. The next game, he had 6, then 4, then 5. That's a lot for him. Whereas if I look at the last time he had 6 turnovers was Western Conference. Yeah, Western Conference. What is this? One? This is an open round?
The first round.
Okay, see, at Houston, 6. Past that, the nigga has 1, 2, 3, 4. That's about it.
Games for ever in the playoffs?
5, 6. So 6 games with 6 or more turnovers.
In the playoffs ever in 17 years?
In his entire playoff
career. You got to figure this shit out. This ain't it.
He got to figure this shit out.
This ain't it.
Is the light out of lights too bright for the nigga? Like,
it goes back to a Pav saying he getting D'd up.
But nigga, no.
I'm saying is these niggas better
than you're supposed to be Chris Paul.
Bro, right.
You're not supposed to be doing it.
But look, even if he do have a good game, these niggas better hope that Chris Middleton game don't travel. If that shit travel, nigga.
I'll be honest, it don't even matter if it did travel. If Aiden and Devin Booker and Chris Paul do what they do, I don't think that there's no chance that the Bucks can win.
Yeah, all right. Them niggas.
That's my only issue.
If you counting on Aiden to be consistent or him to give him the ball.
Sure,
enough,
sure, sure. But my only thing is that this was the 6-point win with both of them niggas taking off. If Devin Booker basically single-handedly was keeping them in that game. Like, there was a terrible the entire big three from
him
Phoenix,
and all 8 of his fouls.
You know, him and I know the entire big three from freaking Phoenix has done nothing else. Even Devin Booker been inconsistent. Niggas called him Kobe, nigga turned to Jared Jack. That's why don't call the nigga Kobe. You could call Kobe inefficient all you want, but if the nigga is 1 for 90,
soon as they tried to put that spin on him, nigga went huff. Nigga turned to shit.
The thing about Devin Booker is, like, I get the Kobe comparisons as far as stylistic.
Like we said, I know you about offensively, to say, go.
Offensively. But, like,
it looked clean.
It looked clean as hell. One, the nigga don't play no defense. Like, number one, he don't play defense. It's one thing. Like, even last night, nigga, you went – if, like, if he wouldn't have been in foul trouble last night, they might have won. He's always in foul trouble. All his moves – now, because I was arguing with Glasses about this. He was like, yeah, at the same age, they look alike. All right, whatever. But sure. Just know, nigga. Like, I'm just not going. He like, just know, bro.
Yeah, like Dean was a different nigga.
It's just Devin just played like I feel like we ain't seen a two guard play like a two guard in a very long time and have success. Cause like
it's funny because I'm looking at when did they lose to the Clippers? Lost to Memphis in 2013 opening round.
Oh yeah, that's what yeah, I remember. That's that the Jamal Crawford went crazy against
him. So I'm looking at this nigga plus minus, and it's funny, this mirrors like what's happened in the finals. The nigga had two solid opening games, and the nigga plus minus just went to hell.
Who, Booker?
Chris Paul.
And he, last series?
This No,
he's talking about
2013.
Yeah, when they lost to the Grizzlies.
Western Conference open round.
When Nick Young went crazy.
Nick Young went nuts.
That nigga lost his mind.
Nigga went
nuts. Put me in the corner, nigga. I'm
pulling up. I'm surprised we didn't see that nigga yet. I was just laughing the whole time we watching that game because I was like, bro, Chris Middleton got traded for Brandon Jennings.
Hold on, look.
I was like, Middleton. Yo. Look, I was like, Middleton is on the finals and Jennings behind me right now smoking.
Literally.
I was like,
just rolling blunts like left and right.
I was like, I'm watching this nigga on the big screen and Brandon Jennings behind me right now smoking.
It be so
hey, like Brandon Jennings might pull up trying to get a new iPhone.
With a bulletproof vest on in 85 degree weather.
The shit just be so funny to me. Cause I at this point I see a nigga like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, nigga, you went toe to toe with D Rose. G. What the fuck are you doing?
This nigga Roquan and Justin Fields are both slapped somewhere downtown.
They're in London House. Still, he's a Chicago nigga now. He's in London House.
But Pat, I kept looking back. I'm like, nigga,
he got traded for Chris.
Why is Brandon Jennings behind me?
That's crazy.
No, he was the first nigga we saw. We came in there because Pav dapped him up.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize that was him. I just looked. I was like, all right, some nigga in some random ass vest. And then when we were sitting at the beaches, and I looked back and I was like, nigga, is that Brandon Jennings? This ain't rolling up a blunt behind me.
It'd be funny because like I didn't been over there so many times. Like I'd be forgetting. BD is BD. I'm like BD. I was like BD, what's up? What's going on, fellas?
That nigga name gonna be Baron Davis to me, nigga. I ain't calling nigga.
That nigga Thomas was in work mode.
Boy,
with the Secret Service mic.
But that nigga came hitting us with the oh,
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why the shit ain't on yet?
Who got a Spectrum account, bro? Then they kept walking past us like, oh, this nigga serious.
That shit, man. It was fun though. It was nice little bit. I just niggas got drunk and wanted to go eat, nigga. Once they took away the free churros, nigga, and the free burgers, nigga, I'm like, it's time to be dip. Out. It's time to dip, nigga. Niggas gotta go eat. But it's been a, you know, I'm just waiting for the finals to be over, dog. Like,
feel, you know, like I'm actually gonna watch football this year.
You say that every year.
He brother, actually watched a little bit last year, though.
I'm not understanding why you stopped watching, brother.
Because Michael Vick.
They locked Michael Vick up, and it became like...
Bro, the nigga was beating dogs, bro.
Fuck them damn dogs, nigga. He was balling for the hood, G. He was playing football for the hood, G. Fuck them damn dogs, man. Bro. But no, they locked Vick up. Then he came back. It really wasn't the same. Then, like, I moved to L.A., and we ain't had cable. So I just wouldn't watch. I didn't watch football.
He played a nasty form of football, bro. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a good form of football,
in
bro.
In theory,
he played Madden.
He ruined young black quarterbacks for a solid 10-year period, bro.
No, he didn't. Let's relax.
Because young black
people, elaborate on that.
Young black kids have always been athletic, nigga. We're freaking insane. I don't know what it is with us. We are athletic.
Now, when we were younger, sure, niggas at the Pop 1 level, high school level, they would be quarterbacks. And college level sometimes too. But Michael Vick was that first person to look like he can completely change a game on the collegiate level and the NFL level by just running. The nigga passed for like max 1,600 yards a year. I mean, one level, he's...
That's disrespectful.
No. Brother.
Let's relax.
In his
prime. It was like 25.
No.
It was not 1,600. Bro, also, how many games did he play in those seasons where it's because bro was always hurt?
Sure, he was always hurt. But the nigga was literally... I think his TD to interception ratio was just ass. He threw for like 16 to 8 touchdowns 1 year. I think that was like his second year. Then it was like 14, 12, 15, 13, 2017. And I was like, his best.
It was like 2018 season.
His best year was in Philadelphia, nigga.
Yeah, but his best year as a Falcon.
And that was 3,000 yards. He never touched 3,000 yards except that second year. And I think he had like 28 or 2,900. I can't remember. And I think he threw like 17 touchdowns or some shit like that. The nigga was mid, but back to my point, the nigga ruined a lot of young black QBs because he made it seem like this is the route we can take to win. You can't. You just can't run. Why? Because the niggas on the defense are just as athletic as you. And that's why I'm so happy. I think the first person who I really glued to was Russell Wilson, because straight up black, niggas thought he was mixed, straight up black. But in a nigga, he could run if he wanted to. He wasn't a Michael Vick running, but the nigga arm was ridiculous. And now to see literally Russell Wilson, and now to see every, you know, young black quarterback now who's in NFL is literally not just, they can run if they want to. Justin Fields can take off. He ain't got to. So, you know, it was a nasty form of football, bro. It should have been encouraged.
I mean, but Vic was.
And on top of that, Vic, Joe, on top of, if Michael Vick threw for 3,000 yards, what was that? 3,300, 3,000 yards, 21 touchdowns with the Eagles? There's no way the nigga couldn't have thrown for 4,000 with Atlanta with some solid coaching.
Let's relax, Joe.
For 3,300.
Peerless Price, and Brian Fitter.
He threw for 3,300 yards.
He finna throw 4,000 yards to Algie Crumpler in 2005.
What you mean, nigga? Of course he could have, bro.
Was Peyton Manning even throwing for like 4,000
yards? Nigga, my Mike Spines got set up, nigga. I'm nowhere near it.
Deadass. Was Peyton Manning even throwing for like 4,000 back in like 03, 04, 05?
That's a good question.
Like that's before niggas started passing every single
every
down,
fucking play. Like, that's way still before. Random.
But niggas see, also had Duckett Ward done.
Peyton Manning threw for 4,000 yards the second year. He almost threw for his rookie year. So yes.
Okay. What is Peyton Manning?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wow. This nigga's stats are insane.
What about Brady?
He did not throw for 4,000.
Brady ain't started doing that till 2010 or some shit.
Peyton Manning threw for 3,700 yards his first year. He did not throw for
4,000. Hold on, Joe. While you say that, Manning also had like 35 interceptions.
His rookie year is 2628. That was it.
He also had fucking Marvin Harrison. This nigga Michael Vick at Peerless Price.
Who, brother? What? What you mean? What you mean, brother?
I don't know who that guy is.
Player 88. That's all we need to know.
Harvin Marison.
He threw the player 88, unidentified man.
Unidentified man.
But he literally, Harvin Marison. After he threw for 3,700 yards his rookie year, he did not throw for 4,000 yards until his last year in the league.
By the way, speaking of niggas getting smoked, G. Dallas Clark used to get cooked like four times a season.
I want to have that nigga.
That's a name.
Who was that one white boy receiver that got a concussion every year for the Colts? Was it Austin Collie?
Bob Sanders used to get a concussion every day.
Boy, he used Bob to do Sanders. It to himself. It was Austin Collie. It was the white boy receiver number 18.
I think he retired.
That would get a concussion every year and would be out for the season.
That nigga freaking, what was the title? You just said his name.
Dallas Clark.
Nigga had no on-field style, bro. No drip.
He had two wristbands and fucking tape on
his hands, brother. No. I told him, go put some gloves on, brother. What you doing?
Hey, Scott, real quick. What quarterback is going to be the next start besides y'all, boy? Because I don't even want to get brother. Into that.
I got you.
What did I just say?
I got you. Fields Justin. All right.
Besides y'all, boy.
Another Justin, though. Jay Herbo, my man. Justin Herbo.
Absolutely.
Jay Herbo.
What other receivers they got?
It don't matter. They got Keenan Allen.
Justin Fields' name is middle name is Skyler. It's now masculine.
Shout out to Diggins.
I used to thought she was like she was gonna be the baddest WNBA player ever. I was so wrong.
Nigga, the new batch they got.
Terrible.
Nigga. Shorty, hey. You play for the Fever?
Hey, fine. She downstairs.
Yes, sir.
Look.
Fine. Wow, Huff,
they out there.
It don't matter that she can't.
You got DJ
Nate. Nigga, Parrot talking about her stats. I don't give a fuck with her. Plus, minus.
Who? Old girl for Indiana?
Yeah.
Sorry. And you know what? Hey, Pav, you know, her sister is the one that whooped Dwayne Haskins' ass today. That's her sister.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins got fucked up.
Excuse
me. And
yeah, that nigga got a tooth punched.
That's
up.
Her older sister. The one that whooped Dwayne Haskins' ass and knocked his tooth out. That's her sister.
What type of small world shit is going on
with bruh.
This? What do you mean it's his sister?
Because
She hooped
at Michigan State. She whooped that nigga ass, knocked his tooth out.
Domestic abuse is the bat signal for the NFL.
Yeah.
Once Adam Schefter sent out that so and so got arrested, the shield coming. That's but exactly hold up, Pat,
we got Didi Richards. You got old girl for the Fever. You got who else? Isabel Harrison. Isabel Scott Chick.
Who's tall shorty that was hugging Candace Parker, bro? But I needed to be in the middle of that.
Liz Cambage.
And babe.
Yeah.
Until I want her to murder me.
That's a tree I want to climb.
She's just about to get kicked out the Olympics.
How tall is she? She's 6'8". Goodness.
6'8".
She's a stallion. She Bron height.
She might be taller than that.
No, she's taller than Bron. That's
Bron height. Like, they still right next to each other.
How she not dunking, bro?
She do dunk.
She can't dunk.
She lazy.
She do them Boban dunks.
Them basic package dunks.
I feel like her.
Boban another nigga with no bag. He's just tall. I rock with him. He's not a good dude.
I can't agree with that.
No Boban baggage.
No, nah, Boban got a little bag, G.
No bag.
I got skill for a size.
Bro, big
looking nigga. Nah, nigga. The only person I knew who was, how tall is Boban? Like 7'4" or something? Like
7'5".
I remember I saw Boban in the club. I was standing up on.
You know what? You know who had a bag? Even though he was injured majority of his career, y'all had a small bag, bro.
More than a small bag. Y'all had a big bag, nigga.
He was very skilled to y'all be that big. Nice. You look at like his highlights. Of course, he wasn't like the greatest scorer, but the nigga knew how to get to the cup, bro.
If y'all didn't get hurt, he would have been one of the best centers of all time.
Yeah, had bad feet.
Does that just come when you're taller?
Yeah, you got so much because you got to run up and down the court, and you just got so much weight running up and down the court.
How much did that nigga weigh?
Probably 300 at least. You 7'5". Yeah. You got to be at least 300 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, weight. What is he? He was 7. Jesus. 7'6", 310, shoe size 18. Lord have mercy. That's true. Didn't Shaq wear like a 24 or something?
Yeah, I think Shaq was like a 21 or something.
Bro, made Shaq look like a little kid when they would take pictures together.
It was a 23. It was a
big motherfucker, man.
I'm still crying when Shaq was in his Hall of Fame speech and said that I found out that Yao spoke English. He's like, nice move, brother. I didn't know Yao spoke English until that nigga spoke up.
Nice move, brother. It's funny. When
you gonna be Stephen A. How you do that?
Exactly.
How you do that?
Stephen A was doing all that shit, and Shohei can speak English.
I've been advised by my
Shut up, nigga. Shut up.
I've been advised not to say anything about the situation. I'm going to shut up.
The nigga was wrong. That's just as simple as that. Baseball is a national, not national, sorry. Baseball is an international sport.
I'm going to do the Larry David.
Baseball is an international sport, my nigga. Like, it is, basketball is starting to become, I think, John, you can attest to that. It's starting to become ingrained in culture, starting. Yeah. But, when a Dream Team was hooping, these niggas weren't hoopers, bro.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? When we say them niggas was playing against plumbers, like when we heat, you know, eras, them niggas was playing against plumbers, bro. Them niggas was going to the steel mill, and they were fans. They were mesmerized. Now, them niggas don't care about them. They're stars in their own country. But with baseball, them niggas is legitimately ingrained in Japan and Korea and the Dominican Republic and Cuba. Mm-hmm. It's ingrained there. And the game is international. So if the MLB literally marketed it right, they'd be fine. If the nigga can speak English, he just don't want to.
I will say this about baseball. I have been very intrigued by some of the young stars. For one, they're black.
Give me a couple of names of the Tatis, players you know.
I fuck with Tatis, Vladimir Guerrero's son. He nice. Tim Anderson, aka Uzi. Know him. Who else? I mean,
Acuna, my boy. Acuna. Nigga, that hurt my heart when he tore his ACL.
But see, yeah. Tatis is
a play.
Does Tatis speak English? Well, I have no clue.
Yeah, no.
Tatis speak English.
Never heard a nigga voice. I'm still confused as to how Vladimir Guerrero was born in America, but the nigga don't speak English well.
I said the same thing. I said the same thing.
I was like, nigga, ain't you from like freaking Florida, nigga? What you do? What's going on here?
Bruh. Jose Abreu, you've been in Chicago a decade.
I'm like, nigga.
Your dad was out here for 15 years.
Nigga.
This nigga don't be saying shit.
That's what always cracked me up with Eddie Ramirez. You've been in the States in 1991.
Like when I was listening to David Ortiz, like when he was young, the nigga English was so-so. Yeah, like now, nigga English is fine. I'm pretty sure a lot of these players, it's just more comfortable. It's more comfortable to speak your native language.
Yeah, you know, because they said when Shohei be in the dugout and all that shit, he was speaking English perfectly. He just don't like doing it publicly. He don't feel comfortable doing it publicly.
On top of that, freaking Asia, you know, specifically Korea, South Korea and Japan, a lot of these people, a lot of them know English.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of them got to deal with, you know,
the Vladdy point is good though. Vladdy lived his whole life.
I'm like, nigga, how are you not? You were born in Montreal, nigga. You were born in Montreal.
They speak French though in Montreal.
Yeah, the nigga speak French. Nigga, fuck that. He spent majority of his life in Anaheim. This nigga,
right?
Vlad left.
This nigga was in Newport Beach.
Right, Vlad left Montreal a long time ago.
I mean, what does?
They said he later moved to the Dominican Republic. His early childhood.
He sent him to stay with his mama or some shit.
Well, that's it. They said that's what Tatis said. That's why
Tatis didn't leave the Dominican. Yeah.
That's why him and Pedro was so tight. He said Pedro mama used to cook him food all the time.
I wonder if that nigga thinks he's black or not. I'm very intrigued.
All them niggas black.
Of course they all black.
But they don't fry me. But see, look, my ass day all of them black, but they I know black poppy. That's what they are.
Yeah,
I know
they black. Don't identify as black.
I know black.
Like, I'm a Scott thought a nigga Vladimir Guerrero was straight up.
I thought he was a nigga completely ignoring his name. His name
is Vladimir Guerrero.
You look like a nigga that work on the Green Line, dog. Like, I
nigga got a Slovakian first name and a freaking Spanish last name. The nigga is not American.
But now, Pav, you're right. They got a lot of exciting talent. They just don't know how to market them niggas. I think what they did for the All-Star game was kind of cool, like incorporating Quavo into it, which is like, yeah, he did the intro.
Very good. It was entertaining. And that's the thing.
They
man.
Barely know how to market Mike Trout and Bryce Harper.
No.
How do you not know how to market Mike Trout?
No, time out. Mike Trout don't give a fuck about being marketed.
Okay. What about Bryce Harper then?
White people don't like Bryce Harper because he's dead. They treat Bryce Harper like a nigga sometimes.
They do.
Yeah.
Like when you said, bro, that's a clown question, bro. Ever since then, I don't fuck with Bryce. They do not fuck with Bryce. But if fucking Tatis, if Chris Bryant had the swag of Tatis, that nigga would be Jesus Christ in sports.
I mean, Chris Bryant is swaggerless. There's nothing there.
Chris Bryant just a nigga from Vegas, dog. He's gonna play ball and go home.
And that's crazy because he grew up with Bryce Harper.
With Bryce, yeah. But white people don't like Bryce.
I mean, white Bryce looked like a dick, though. His beard looks right.
Because they've been gassing him.
That nigga take off his helmet.
Like
and
yeah,
that nigga,
he got
that
the
nigga,
I'm a dick beard. Like
that nigga flip his head back like fucking Thor and shit. Like, they don't like that shit, man. But see, this thing, like, white people like Fernando Tatis now and let him do some shit they don't like. Then it's gonna like, speak English. Like,
what happened to Yasiel Puig?
Where is that nigga?
Started taking pussy.
I heard this story.
Wow.
I heard there's stories.
Ain't no stories, nigga. It's true. He's on the Trevor Bauer system, nigga.
That nigga is not even in MLB anymore.
Hey, I don't want to talk about that.
I'm not bringing that
boy,
up. No, I'm not bringing
that up. If you put her in a concussion off that, bro, go to jail.
Nigga, that nigga Puig plays in Mexico, brother. That nigga is
you
not
go to jail, you son of a bitch.
That nigga is not in the United States anymore. Trevor Bauer
put her in a concussion.
Bro,
go to jail.
She said she woke up and the nigga was punching her ass. I was like, what? What kind of deviant behavior is this?
What are you doing?
What fetish do you have that wants you to punch an ass? What do you get out of that?
Look, man.
They say he was jabbing her vagina. Like,
bro, we gotta halt white people now. We just gotta
get on gaggers. You the fuck you old.
Bro,
what get on gaggers.
And then like his text message, you like a little pain, yeah. I'm like, all right. Oh, you should know.
That's some white boy shit.
No, yeah. that sounds like deviance.
I was into it. I'm never into it when I'm having a girl with a Marvin Hagler combo to her coochie.
And say that she told her to choke him. Yeah, you know, little light pressure.
little light pressure.
The nigga said, I'm going to be Khabib nigga from the UFC, nigga. Nigga said, it's Khabib time. Like, no, get this nigga out of here.
Khabib the coochie.
You know what I'm saying? Get this nigga out of here, bro. That nigga's done for.
That nigga's cooked. They already canceled this nigga's bobblehead.
Bobblehead, all that shit.
They done pulled this nigga from the rotation.
He's cooked.
He's done. He's done. Now they got to deal with
I know Dave Roberts wish it was Jansen.
As I would want Kenley Jansen to get a fucking scandal so fucking bad, nigga. Do something.
Like Kenley, why you
get off my team?
Nigga, do something. But see, I think the Dodgers got a little history of this. First is Puig, then Trevor Bauer. Who's the other nigga? Urias? That nigga was beating this woman too.
Urias?
Yeah, that nigga,
He probably couldn't tell what he was doing. His eyes going every which way. That nigga make Music Soul Child look like motherfucking.
Well, let's move on before this gets dark. Are you guys worried about the Rona spinning the block?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just need niggas to get that shot. Call it a day.
It's not getting that shot, bro.
It's over with, bro. 48% vaccination. It's not going
anywhere. Now, that's why I told shout out to homie Alberto. He texted me like, yo, we're gonna be a lockdown by November, by Labor Day. I was like, nigga, no the fuck we ain't. I was like, lockdown dead, nigga.
The vaccine is
available and half of the country. Look, the vaccine is available, half the country's vaccinated. Them God niggas
bless,
in trouble.
Nigga. God bless, nigga.
Bro, I was like, the worst they gonna do is probably like, oh, you need a vaccination to get in the sporting events. That's the most that they're gonna do.
Not like maybe they'll roll back some stuff where it's like, I don't know, you like 75% capacity, 50%.
No, they're not doing that.
We're not going back, bro.
It's a wrap.
Imagine
them sports leagues not giving that money back up.
I'm gonna disagree with the Delta variant. No, I don't expect them to do it.
Niggas right now, like we said, like when Saturday hit, imagine you walk into a bar and they like put your mask on. White people about to be like, fuck you, bro. I'm not putting on my
general,
fucking
not
mask.
Just white people, nigga. People in general, bro.
But I'm going to have to disagree and say that right now, for states like, let's say, Illinois, that has a high vaccination rate. I think Maine has a high vaccination rate, too. They'll be fine. Nothing really, no big issues.
Yeah, because it's 20 people.
they'll be fine. They won't have any like, insane.
Spikes.
Yeah.
Spikes.
They won't have any big spikes. Exactly.
Arkansas's fucked. Missouri's fucked.
Here's the
Bible Belt, basically, Pav.
So Vermont is the highest with about 66%. And I think by like July or August, it'll be like 70%. The lowest possible is Alabama.
Louisiana, right?
Oh, Alabama. Yeah, Alabama. 33%. And it's not going higher.
Alabama probably see the word COVID and their eyes get crisscrossed. Them niggas is stupid.
Illinois has like 25th. California is 19th.
With the CDC though, bro, like I tweeted this earlier, like I don't understand why they put out all these conflicting reports. Like you want people to take the vaccine.
It's scary, everyone.
But then like, oh, we got to study this shit for blood. Nigga, delete that footage, G. Why are you telling people you study something?
It's because of the pressure from anti-vax, from politicians, they will have to include, like, well, some of these vaccines can cause blood clots. But the funny thing is, every single vaccine in existence, there is a muscle disorder that it can cause. And I'm not sure what causes specifically. But there is like a 0.01% chance to happen. That's just the risk. That's just the risk with vaccines, period. The only issue is if there was no social media, if this was no technology,
exactly,
it wouldn't be a big issue. Niggas like, oh, okay, we'll just get the vaccine. But because it's a polarizing time and idiots can communicate with each other, nigga, that's what happens.
We have too much information and people know how to properly process information.
You know what I'm saying? Pav, I agree with you, but I don't agree with you because even if they don't tell everything, people are going to feel how they feel about the vaccine at this point regardless.
Bro, like, conspiracy theory survives.
Yeah, it don't really matter what they say. People are going to think what the fuck they want to think.
Of course.
And also, it's like, and they have to update us because we're learning about this shit on the fly, too. But, like, there's people out here today who think just because you can get the vaccine, promise them. Rich Eisen is got both vaccinations in February. This nigga got COVID. But he said that when he went to the hospital, they told him, oh, well, you'll be fine in a couple of days. You just got a couple symptoms. Everybody who don't, 99% of the people who've been hospitalized in L.A. County were unvaccinated. So, yes, you could still get sick. I'd rather be just down bad for a couple days than I'm on a fucking ventilator. And some people are like, well, what's the point of taking it? Or the number one I hate, well, you're taking it, I should be fine. No, dumbass, I'm fine. Not you.
I'm good. Not my frat. I'm good. Not my frat, nigga.
Classic James McCoy. Not my frat.
Y'all hear about Lil Durk and the baby mama niggas was invaded their home?
Bro, I do not want to be a rapper, bro. I think niggas. Being a thug rapper is too much to come with that. I got
that's Durk fault though. A lot of that should be Durk fault.
Them niggas
though,
be flossing, bro.
No, not even that. Durk is at a level. I feel like
in Durk don't be chilling no more.
Nah, but he's at a level.
No, Durk be chilling.
But lyrically, he involves himself in bullshit, bro. You still be talking about people dying. You still be saying stuff.
Bro, his family just got gang lineage, nigga. Big Durk, him, I think his uncles. It's just what it is.
You ain't got to put that shit in raps no more.
He need to move like Polo G, which I had no clue Polo G was bigger than he is. Did not he realize.
Way bigger.
I had no clue.
That Polo G is probably Polo the biggest rapper in Chicago XM. Right now.
Yeah, he is. Nigga,
that nigga be on XM all day.
The nigga has like
Polo G. The nigga stole all Juice WRLD songs. It's fine, though. It's fine. Well,
what Juice WRLD gonna do with
him? Shut up.
What Juice WRLD gonna do with
him? Right.
Put him out, nigga. He can put him out like Pop Smoke.
I was waiting for it.
And they will come from the heavens.
The nigga Polo G stole all of that nigga rap star sound like everything Juice WRLD ever made. It's all love, though. But he stole Juice WRLD whole shit.
That was his boy. That was his boy. So I'm not shocked, nigga. He taking the whole route, bro. Still from Young Chris, create the character you are now. I'm not shocked, bro.
It's all love, but yeah.
Well, at least Young Chris still here.
Is he?
He got a heartbeat.
Like, I seen something the other day that was like, man, everybody in Fast Furious came back. Paul Walker didn't.
All
right. Right. That's what they get for fucking that 15-year-old.
No, okay. Look, when I saw that, I stopped feeling bad about the jokes I be telling.
Bro, yeah.
I was like,
that nigga was grooming since she was 12. No,
what did Jeff Ross say on Emmitt Smith roast? Is he here? Fuck him.
Did that happen with freaking who was it? Was Maya Moore? Maya Moore did something. She stopped being a part of some. What did Maya Moore do?
He got her nigga out of jail.
Yeah. But she'd have known a nigga for a long time.
Since she was like 17, nigga.
No, a nigga since she was like 13.
Nigga. That nigga was scouting. He was on the whole plan.
Hey.
And she just dipped off of this nigga.
Hey. Calipari. He picked the right one.
Nigga, that nigga Ho was looking at training camp, nigga.
I told you. I told you, Scott. Ho son of Vaccaro. They recruited her.
Ho Vaccaro.
Right, he got her on that Nike deal early.
I thought they kicked out
Latavia, all that shit.
I thought Maya Moore really just—I thought she just met Buddy, knew that
no,
nigga.
No, I did too. I was like, damn, she like fell in love with this nigga story. Nope.
Nah, groomed.
Nope. Groomed. That's nasty business.
Groom is a very nasty.
I don't.
That's nasty
they
business.
Said, hey, on the low, they said Mary J was on that shit too.
Man, what?
Mary J. Blige?
Yes. Yes.
With niggas?
Yes.
Who is she scouting?
Some little no-name nigga. I don't know. But they said she was on that shit.
Imagine Mary J. Blige trying to... Imagine Mary J. Blige trying to come
with that dumbass family affair dance.
Mary J. Blige coming to you probably like... It would be like your auntie kind of holler at you. Like, yeah, like it's just,
right.
No, it don't, nigga.
That's this nigga said, not for me.
nigga was hypnotized by that blonde weave.
Mary J. 50 now?
Pav, you going for Mary J?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I can't do it.
Y'all want smash Mary J?
I can't do it.
Why not?
I can't do it.
No.
I just can't
do it. No, you know why Pav can't do it? Because he didn't grow up listening to Mary J.
Yeah, that's probably why.
So it's different.
The first Mary J song I heard, literally dead ass growing up, was Family Affair. I remember she came to 106 Park and I was like, who is this new artist? And why is everybody acting like she's coming back? Who the fuck is Shorty?
Who is Shorty? She's 45 years old.
Family Affair was the first. Bro, that was like
her. She doesn't look bad, but she just like an auntie.
Right. She looked like she like one of your troubled family members.
Like, she's time to go.
Yeah, yes, she's auntie that got her life together.
Right. Her auntie got your life together and shit. Like, I can't imagine, like, having sex with her.
I can, nigga.
You funny as hell.
Fuck out of here. Give her some wine, nigga.
No, she on Ciroc.
You gotta see Pav. Crown
Royal. She might box you.
I'm about to say something terrible. I'm gonna say she wants something stronger than that. But
That Casey and JoJo.
Casey was never on drugs, though. Them niggas was on alcohol.
You believe that?
Yeah, I do. That nigga look like an alcoholic.
You believe that?
I believe that.
That nigga was on cocaine.
He looked like an alcoholic, bro.
Bro, ain't no way you going that hard not being on cocaine. That's cocaine, brother.
That was straight cocaine. No,
can we talk about Puffy having a midlife crisis?
Bro, grow up, bro. You too old for that.
First of all, no, I'm not calling
that nigga gonna be on the video with Chloe and she gonna hit the wall.
Nigga, this thing about, bro.
That's a really, I get really weird when niggas obsessing about her. Thank you.
Look, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. She's 23. Look, she's 23 and she thicker than peanut butter left in the refrigerator overnight. But she look young as fuck like in the baby. Face, bro. Nigga. Like, she look like a fucking teenager in the face, bro.
Of course, it's nothing
wrong. Ariana Grande, I can't do it.
Thank you. I cannot do
30 years old.
Nigga, no.
I can, nigga.
Adriana Grande.
I certainly can, brother.
Adriana Grande look 14, bro.
She don't. Nigga. Not no more.
The birth certificate say, nigga, it say 30.
what you mean? Mm-hmm. That's how y'all get down, but not my frat, nigga. That ain't how we get down, brother.
That is a grown married woman who was married to a real estate agent.
Bro, she like 29 years old, bro. She looks good. She's small. She's a small, skinny girl. Like,
hey, Scott, I told you, someone said she looked like a sexy Jermell Hill.
Okay, I'm so mad. I can't get that image out of my head.
Wait, what?
Nigga said Chloe Bailey like a sexy Jermell Hill, and I can't get that image out of my fucking head, G.
Come on, G.
I'm mad as hell, G. How old is she?
She's 24, I think. Now she just turned 24.
No, she just turned 23.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Her birthday was 2 weeks ago, nigga.
What? Didn't she start? Wasn't she like... No, bro, she just...
She was born in
1998. She was born after...
Oh, my God.
No. You missed all six championships. No.
Nah, bro.
No.
I was driving.
Bro.
Nigga.
She don't remember nothing from the 90s, bro.
Yeah, but
you were driving it? How old are you? Okay. Why am I shocked, nigga?
Let's just stop.
Why am I shocked?
Nigga, Fresh Prince was off for 2 years when she was born.
That's too much. But she know, G. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? I'm not acting like she's not an attractive woman. Of course she is.
No, she's very attractive. And if you did sleep with her, you're not going to jail. No. But with that being said,
you did sleep with
her. I'm going to wake up and go, man.
What the fuck?
You're going to wake up.
She's going to be looking at you. You got games on your phone?
No, you're going to wake up and you're going to go to the balcony and just stare out into the space.
Like, what did I do?
The fuck did I do?
Because she's 23. She going to act 23.
Look at Pav. Pav don't care.
You got to see.
Pav, I know you don't be dating the Tenderonis, brother. Say it ain't so.
No. But that's not what y'all going to do if y'all smash. Hey, Scott. That's not what y'all going to do.
He's ready to take down a girl with an open heart surgery yesterday. So we ain't saying much. He might take on John Q.
Bro, oh my God.
This nigga, yesterday, this nigga, we was going to get some alcohol. This nigga Pam said, oh, I'm waiting to the bar to come back. And this nigga Damien say loud as hell, you mean the one-man heart surgery?
Wait, what?
She had a scar
from her belly button to her neck.
She barely made it.
That shit was visible as fuck.
She was bad though, wasn't she?
She was bad.
She was bad.
she definitely like she like you know like she had that little you know
right. She had a surgery. Baboon heart in her chest.
Well, if she had, if she had, she had, well, she had one from like right here to like mid.
Yes.
Oh, that's the heart, brother.
Gee, yeah. When he said that,
bro, you get her a little, you get her a little hot, nigga. You gotta call the ambulance. No,
you can't get her too hot.
You get her too hot, nigga.
She gonna wake up. Might be getting his CPR license.
Nigga going, she gonna wake up hooping with Kobe, nigga. You can't do that, nigga.
All right, man. All right, man. Look, man, we ain't doing that.
Sent them $20. We good.
I'm sorry, bro. That is like a hilarious joke. Nigga said, I woke up, you can work on hoop with Kobe. I'm like, nigga, that is just I love death jokes. It makes the seriousness of death not seem.
I was ready to get his CPR license on that night.
Bad, bro.
But look, back to Puff, bro. First of all, this nigga be having parties at his house and he 30.
I know he banged Dames and Ends for Iggy, bro. All
right, man. Why we got to keep going back to this, bro?
He got up in them cheeks.
Why we always got to keep going back to this,
dog? He got up in them cheeks.
He did not violate Franklin Saint.
I ain't saying violate, brother. No,
he didn't. Oh, so he's saying Franklin wanted it.
I'm not even saying that, nigga. That's what rumors do, bro. That's what rumors do, bro.
This nigga has parties in his house called Club Love. He's 30 years older than everybody there.
Fucking with Club Love.
I'm not going to Club Love. They ain't got no windows in that bitch.
Well, I'm telling you, Willow Smith about to pull up in there, and then they're going to be on USA Today.
You said Will Smith.
Willow.
Oh, No, Chloe Bailey is like a Puff target.
Yeah,
is a Puff target. I don't know about that nigga, because be seeing like, I feel like everybody on Instagram be at that nigga party, and this nigga.
And you know what's funny? Remember back in the day when Jamie Foxx used to have Foxhole?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx would say shit about Puff's parties, like, nigga, shit's wild. He would always say this shit, like, these parties is crazy. Like,
P. Diddy, and he changed his middle name legally to Love. All right.
He'd be bored, G. He bored. It's like, man. It's like Drake taking Shorty. He taking Drake taking Shorty. I don't know what you said.
You know what I said, Pav.
What'd you say?
Gay.
You know what that makes you? It makes you gay.
That makes you gay.
Look, man, if that's what Puff want to do, that's what he want to do. But look, that nigga's 30 years old and everybody at that party. Boy. Bro, there's no part of you should be feeling fulfilled if you party when niggas 30 years older than you. You 30 years older.
I don't want to party now and I'm 30.
Right, really,
bro. Y'all hitting the threshold
of what?
Bro, I hit that party yesterday and I was like, nigga, I'm old. I had on my little button up and I'm like, yeah, these niggas don't care.
I think Damian was looking like an off-duty police officer.
I went to Poppy on the night Jack Harlow was supposed to be there. I walked up and I was like, damn, all y'all niggas 21. I'm going home. I'm not going in here tonight.
Bro, like, no, I can't do this. I feel like, I'm the chaperone.
Home. Like, nigga, this is
I feel like okay. A chaperone. It's time to go.
I at least need me some niggas my age around me.
Yeah. I went to a beauty bar recently with my girl. I was like, take me home, bro.
You going to beauty bars? Hilarious. Like, I need. I'm,
it's
I'm
not a club. To... It's a bar.
It used to have a door over there. It was like a door between the bar and the club. There.
Yeah, they do. It still does. Okay. You go up in there, you see girls who are like freaking barely 21. I'm like, you're dressed like down. It's a bar. Come on now. Relax. What are you doing? I'll be ready to go, bro. I'm too
old. After like an hour and a half, nigga, my social battery is like on E.
Be
like
over.
That's why I hit Damian like, nigga, you trying to.
And I'll say, nigga, let's go.
Nah, because look, first we told me, like, yo, I was like, let's eat when, like, at halftime. No, so I forgot what I said. And you was like, shit, when you trying to go, I was like, shit, nigga, we can go now. Nigga got up out that jam.
Hey, as soon as I said we can go, I said, nigga, let's go. Tell Pat we out.
Yeah. Bro, all I need is one parlay to hit, and I'm going to be out there in L.A., bro. I just need one.
You've been saying that for like 3 weeks.
Oh, I've won two parlays already.
Yeah, you might as well just come.
I won one for $250 on like a $2 bet.
What are those flight prices even looking like?
Not bad. I'm crazy.
Yeah, so nigga, just come out.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm taking a train, nigga.
Nigga, get your ass on an airplane.
Bro. Terrified of planes, bro. It's a death box.
On an airplane, though.
It's a death box.
Nigga, a train, nigga. You can get in a train accident, nigga.
I'm on the ground, though.
Fuck that, nigga.
Danger comes, I can pop open that window and freaking dive out like Max Payne, nigga. I'll probably die, but I'm on the ground.
He'll crawl out like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I probably died, nigga, but
yeah, you gotta come out to the back cave.
Yeah, you gotta come.
This nigga house looks enormous, bro. That's all I
know. It's a beautiful, like, I'll give Pav thank his, you, I appreciate it, man. His thank apartment.
You. I thoroughly enjoy going to Pav's. Yeah.
Thank you. Pav's apartment is beautiful. I'll give him that.
Nigga, I be coming home feeling broke, nigga. I'm like, damn, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm definitely.
Pav did his shit right. Yeah, it was fire.
I appreciate even it. Though thank Pav didn't know you. None of the niggas he got pictures of in his apartment.
Prepare for a roommate, nigga. I'm staying for the week. I'm not staying at Scott's house, nigga.
Wow,
it's a better apartment, bro. You better get your game up, nigga.
Hey, actually, and you know what? We'd understand.
You got the new Xbox yet, Jabba?
Huh?
You got the new Xbox yet?
Nah, this shit still sold out everywhere.
Disrespectful, bro. They just had a restock.
No, they didn't. No,
yes, they did.
They ain't got no restocks of Xbox or PlayStation.
Bro, I literally get links all the time. The biggest restock was yesterday.
Why you ain't sent one to your brother yet?
Right, nigga. I've been asked for that PlayStation forever.
I'm sorry.
He started scratching them dreads. That's pressure.
I typically, like, on my group chat with my homies, I send, like, to Tony, my homie Tim. I send them links all the time, bro. I don't know what that last generation poverty is like, brother.
Deadass. I stopped playing. I got tired looking at this shit.
It's just, never mind. Like, the best thing you'll notice about PS5 and the new Xbox, whatever it's called, the nigga, 60 frames. It just moves so smoothly. So, like, when you're playing, like, the show, get it, like, it's so much easier to hit pitches now. So much easier. I can't explain how
it
is.
You see it better. You see it better.
Exactly. You know, like, oh, this is a slider. I'm not going to swing at this. But before, that's nigga.
Probably why this 2K sucks, because it's really made for the new.
It's made for PS next generation.
Nigga, my PS4, as soon as I turn on, that should be sounding like a 79 Chevy. Boy.
What 79 Chevy?
That bitch sound like you find in Chicago. Oh,
nigga. Shut up, nigga. Hey, wait. So, question. So is the white Xbox also the new one as well?
Yeah, no, it's white.
It's two versions,
right?
Though. Wait, so the Series X is the only new one?
No, the Series X and Series S. The
regular shit.
So the Series S is a new one?
Yes.
So why do niggas not want to buy the Series S?
The Series S is not as powerful as the Series X.
Like, what's missing?
It's a good choice. Let me look right now. But
processor.
Nigga said the
processor, nigga.
Nigga said this Pop Smoke album sound like Biggie Duets.
Oh my God, what a terrible album.
You know, nasty girl. And you know, nasty girl. That shit was terrible.
So the Series S is just basically the more powerful version of the Series X is $499. I think the Series S is like $299 or some shit like that. But you're getting more storage space. And on top of that, with the X, the Series X, a big one, you're getting a 4K Blu-ray drive. And the storage is 1 terabyte. The performance is 4K, 60 frames per second. And the RAM is 16 gigs and like 12 teraflops. Whereas on the Series S, you're doing 440p, which is not 4K, because 4K is 2160. And you're only doing 4 teraflops and 10 gigabytes. So it's cool, but I'm not getting a system where I can't do 4K. I could do 4K on a PS4, PS4, PS4 Pro. I'm not doing less than 4K.
So. Two things before we get out of here. One, it's a question for Joe and for Pav. Joe, you're going to be covering your first training camp in 2 weeks. How you feeling?
I see some niggas get hit, bro. That's what I'm looking for, bro.
Ready to smell that grass.
That's what all that, you know, Andy is our number one quarterback. That's going to go out the window.
Yeah, I'm really interested to watch that.
That's what it's going to be. Like, you know, Justin's like, oh, they've been good so far. I'm like, yeah, that's it. But anybody who's ever played football know when training camp starts, actual training camp, that means nothing. That's when you're literally going to try to fight and get a position.
Yeah. Pav, how was game 3? You went to your first NBA Finals game.
Shit was fire, man.
You were like, covering it?
Nah, he just went.
Went as a fan. Fire. Like it was like the first game in 47 years. What first finals game in 47 years in Milwaukee. So the whole city was like turned about it. It was great. Milwaukee also has the best stadium that I've personally been to so far. It's incredible.
Did you notice all the celebrities in the NBA finals have gone to Milwaukee and not Phoenix?
Yeah. Like I know at the game I was at, Chance was there and Gucci was there. And like yesterday, the Packers were there.
Gucci beat David Walker.
You want to know why they go? Because they're much cheaper. Tickets in Milwaukee are way cheaper than tickets in Phoenix.
Yesterday, they had Kareem was there, Big O was there, Dave Chappelle was there, A-Rod was there. Seattle, remember Russell Wilson and Sierra was at the game.
Yeah.
And don't be none of the celebrities go to the Phoenix games.
Because them tickets expensive as fuck, bro. The tickets are expensive.
If DeAndre Hopkins and motherfucking JJ Watt.
The tickets are literally $500 more, bro.
Yeah.
Like they robbing niggas in Phoenix for them seats, bro. You can go to Milwaukee and get you probably what you would pay for shit, a damn near a regular Lakers ticket, honestly. For
like it was funny, like I talked to you the other day and I was like, bro, they were giving away cases of beer to go to a Phoenix Suns game last season.
Not this year, nigga.
They had a deal last year to go to Lakers, Houston, Boston, and they will give you a case of Dos Equis just to show up.
I used to think that beer was good. New.
What beer?
Dos Equis.
We did you drink.
Do better. Do better, Joe.
Not a good
beer. Dos Equis is good.
We were young at the time.
Dos Equis is a good light beer when you're just trying to have a beer taste.
As I get older, the more beer I drink is light. I didn't understand niggas like my cousin. I'm like, nigga, why you got Miller Genuine Draft in your fridge?
I understand why.
Then I realized I'm not trying to drink a heavy IPA all the time, bro.
Yes.
No, I'm with you, but I'm not drinking no Miller Genuine Draft. I just stick to like lighter beer.
Yeah. Man.
I drink a Miller Genuine.
I stopped drinking MGD once I got a job.
Unfortunately, I don't mind Coors. That's my guilty obsession with beer, is I do not mind
because
Coors.
It's water.
I don't mind Coronas.
I like Modelo. Modelo's the better version.
Modelo is king. Modelo's king.
You know what I'm saying? Modelo's the better version. Okay.
We're going to wrap this up. I've been talking for like 3 hours, so I'm tired of talking. Y'all know to follow us at, man, at Barb Chess Scott, at Flows Annalini, at Pappy World. Damien, hit him with yours because I don't know yet.
At I, Velvet Jones. Leave the M out of there because I got booted out the fucking ranks.
Also, shout out to, I'm not going to say who, but shout out to me.
Shout out to the pair.
Not struggling with getting accounts back. Got that bad boy back in under 24.
Hey, make that happen, Joe.
Brother, I can't. Wait, you got your account back?
You can't fucking plug up.
I can't make the plug up, brother.
Hey,
I'll tell you after we get off. But yeah, I got my account back 24 hours, brother.
Okay.
24
hours. Right. So yeah, man, we'll be back. We'll be back. I don't want to keep telling y'all we're going to drop something and something else come up. So we'll be back.
Like, don't
this nigga on the Palm Strings. Yeah, this nigga on the Palm Strings.
I'm going to Palm Strings and I'm going to Jamaica in like 2 weeks.
This nigga out here living his retired life.
Exactly. So don't predict nothing.
Yeah, I'm not predicting nothing, but we'll be back, man. Y'all niggas have a good weekend. We out.